That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go, hmm.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have an array of antiretroviral drugs that have certainly transformed the lives of HIV-infected individuals to the point now, if someone comes in with a new infection and you treat them, rather than it being a death sentence as it was in the early 80s, these individuals can lead essentially normal lives for many, many years. My name is Dr. Anthony Fauci, and I'm the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You just heard from that smooth criminal, Dr. Anthony Fauci, from the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease. We had him on last hour, too, talking about the only solution to antibiotic-resistant bacteria is more antibiotics. Can you say insanity? Insanity. Smooth criminals. And we're going to talk AIDS this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you'd like to be part of it, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Links up at robertscottbell.com. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. And you're going to hear some things you will not hear anywhere else in the media on the subject of AIDS. We have been, I've got Liam Schiaff, investigative journalist, dear friend, who's written so much on the subject, and we'll talk about his websites as well. Dr. David Rasnick, who I've had on this show over the years, you'll want to hear from. He was instrumental in development of what they call the protease-inhibiting drugs that were used in AIDS, and his transformation to understand that there were a lot of pharmaceutical causes to the immune deficiencies and also the fallacy of the HIV test. And also a story that, if you haven't heard yet, Kerry Stokely will join us. It is horrific. But there are uplifting elements of the story as well, related to the attack of modern medicine on this dear woman, Kerry Stokely. AIDS, in fact, in my opinion, may be the death of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, not the death of people with immune deficiency if they wake up and listen, because the lies are piled so high that when they're fully discovered, there is likely no recovery. We go from HIV tests to HIV. And we got unverifiable medical fictions layered upon observable disease states to ascribe superpower status to a retrovirus never actually caught in the act of doing anything at all. Have you seen the movie House of Numbers? We've been covering this for almost a year now. House of Numbers is a documentary film by Brent Leung, available now through everywhere. Amazon, you name it, you can get it. If you have not gotten it, you will see things that the medical establishment, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, does not want you to see. The fact that that disease is made up. It's not real. It's a syndrome, yes. Immune deficiency may be real. Maybe it may not be. Because you're also going to find that when people so-called test positive to non-specific cross-reactive antibody tests, they are treated as pariahs, as death on two wheels. No, death on two legs, inevitable. And they utilize that as an excuse to poison these people to death, to intoxicate these people to death. In fact, what Fauci's talking about, the antiretroviral drugs that they developed that he's so proud of, acknowledged now to have caused basically most of the deaths in the early 90s, the people that were so-called treated for the AIDS syndrome, the immune deficiency syndrome. Freddie Mercury included, Ryan White included. You go back to all those histories, and yet Elton John won't wake up and see the reality here. They have all become pharmaceutical stooges, promoting an agenda to poison people that may have abject nutritional deficiencies, pharmacological toxicities, or environmental toxicities. And when you realize how high this goes, how bad it stinks, if you haven't seen my interview with Russia Times, it's on the front page at robertscottbell.com. You can get a perspective of where I'm coming from in this regard. And I realize a lot of people can't handle this information. It's just too much. It's too shocking to one day wake up and say, oh, I've been lied to. Yeah, I've been worshiping at the Church of Biological Mysticism. Big Pharma lied to us all. Just as they did about the solution to antibiotic resistance is more antibiotics. That is a lie. Any more than antiretroviral drugs, protease inhibiting drugs, is whatever, are the solution for immune deficiency that may or may not even exist. What black box warning? Or teach a doctor how to read. That's the title for this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What if you were in dire need of medical surgical intervention and your doctor refused to help you? No, not because you didn't have money or Obamacare, but because you refused to take the drugs that actually caused the problem for which you now need surgical, for instance, intervention. And what if your doctor did not even know that the drug for you has a black box warning label? The worst of the worst. Oh, no, sorry, I didn't know that. Could this happen to you? Well, it happened to my dear friend Kerry Stokely. And that's why we're going to have Liam Sheff and Dr. David Rasnick is joining me right now on this topic to update this outrageous medical behavior threatening the lives of everyone who lives or tries to live the non-drug life. Dr. David Rasnick, are you with me?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I'm honored to have you back on board here. I'm so thankful that you're visiting with Kerry Stokely to help her out in a really desperate situation. We haven't gone into the story here, but suffice it to say, at one point she tested positive to an HIV test, and from that point they put her on these antiretroviral and other drugs, and she woke up one day, realized this was killing her. She stopped them. She regained health like nobody thought was possible, but now she's had a lot of damage, and maybe you can explain to us why she was in the hospital. What was going on?
Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit of my perspective here for the folks who don't know me. I've been looking into this AIDS stuff as a scientist for three decades now, and I thought I'd seen everything you could see, all the insanity and everything, but no, that's not true. This past week was absolutely incredible. I want to make a point right before I start.
Go ahead.
We have to outlaw these HIV tests. We have to outlaw these tests. All of the evils, all of the horrors, all of the terrorism, all of this stuff that's going on right now is a direct consequence of these tests. They have to be outlawed. We outlaw those, most of this stuff clears up and goes away. This week, you know, I saw with my own eyes what people who've been HIV positive, you know, over the years, I've talked to them all the way back into the 90s up until now, and I've heard these stories from them, how they are treated at the hands of the mainstream health care people, the physicians primarily. You know, and there are really horror stories, but it's one thing to hear it. It's something very, very different to actually experience it yourself and see it with your own eyes. And I think Carrie will talk about that herself, too. And, you know, from her 11 years on the antiretroviral drugs, even this came as a surprise to her what she went through this week. You know, she's been off those antiretroviral drugs for about 3 years or thereabouts, and her body's been injured because of those things. We don't know all the consequences of that, and she's had other surgical ramifications over the years, which she'll probably go into detail.
Suffice it to say that she was in the hospital, that they had found a thinning or an ulceration within the colon that was very dangerous.
It's actually, she has a rectal ulcer near the sphincter, about 2.5 centimeters by 2 centimeters. It's roughly, you know, like an inch by 3/4 of an inch or something like that. And it's not healing properly. It's a classic non-healing wound, which is not that uncommon. And lots of people, I'm sure you're very aware about this, and
sure,
you deal with it yourself when people present that to you.
Yes.
And she went to Orlando Hospital to have surgery done. There's surgical techniques that can repair these types of things. And they basically tried to blackmail her. because she had this positive result on these HIV antibody tests all those years ago, automatically everything changes. These people are on autopilot. The surgeons primarily, and they would not treat her what she needed unless she started taking the antiretroviral drugs plus ganciclovir for the cytomegalovirus infection. And finally, it took a while to pull it out of the surgeon's mind, because he wouldn't answer. None of these people would answer Carrie's specific questions, and it was like pulling teeth. But finally, I got it out of one surgeon what he meant by he could not operate on her until her immune system was improved. It had nothing really to do with the cytomegalovirus that they said they found from a biopsy in that ulcer. It had to do with she had to have the right viral load numbers, you know, the RNA, HIV RNA count, and CD4 count. That was what it was.
All right.
In other words,
what did
he wouldn't
they say?
Do anything without those numbers.
David, what did they say? We got about 30 seconds before the break. What did they say when she says, I don't want to take the drugs, there's no evidence that they will improve my immune system? What did they say?
Silence.
What about the issue of that they're black box warning drugs?
There was one of the infectious disease experts. She had two different opinions here, and one of them that came in, he claimed he had 20 years experience in infectious disease, quote, HIV. He was a little bit stunned when Carrie told him that it was a black box warning. It had a black box warning label.
All right, stand by, Dr. David Ragnick.
Anemia, thrombocytopenia.
Dr. Ragnick, stand by. We got to take a break here. We're going to talk to Carrie Stokely when we come back. Get the backstory behind the backstory of things you will never hear. Could this happen to you? It is possible. This is with a healthy woman who was destroyed medically, and it's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, my friends, the pharmaceutical industrial complex has such a stranglehold on the medical profession that many of their doctors do not even read medical journals, much less the drug inserts accompanying each FDA-approved medicament that they prescribe. However, there's a link up at robertscottbell.com. You'll see they do believe they deserve the freebies coming from Big Pharma, the trips to Hawaii. They do believe that. But here we have Carrie Stokely's story, and Carrie's joining me right now. And I want to get the backstory. Dr. Raznick, David Raznick, had referenced this experience in the hospital very currently in Orlando, the refusal to treat Carrie to help her with her non-healing, let's call it an ulceration in the rectum. And now, Carrie, this is something that didn't just pop up. You're talking years even prior to any knowledge of anything HIV you were dealing with in the medical profession.
Yes, that's correct, Robert. Thanks for having me on today. And I'm quite happy to explain the last 6 days of my journey through hell. But I think we need to go way back a number of years ago and kind of lay some groundwork for what has happened with me medically. When I was 18 years old, I had a breast reduction surgery. Within 24 to 48 hours or so, all the sutures came up to the surface and split open. And it was an infected oozing mess for quite a while. They didn't know why. They just told me I had an allergy to sutures and maybe foreign body material reactions. Years go on. I have my first child in 1992. And I have her vaginally, through a vaginal delivery. The gynecologist, during the delivery, cut the episiotomy to help with the delivery of the head. He cut it too far down into the rectum. I believe it's called a fourth-degree episiotomy.
Ooh, yeah.
And I don't know if he didn't realize that, but nothing was ever taken care of with that.
Carrie, it's hard enough to heal from a tear, which is much easier than the cuts that they do, and much less when they cut too far, like you said, toward the rectum. This is a disaster for anybody. So healing from this could have taken months to years if it wasn't taken care of properly at the beginning.
It was months. They did various barbaric things to me, such as burning the entire perineum with silver nitrate to try and close the area up. Finally, 1 year after the delivery, a surgeon did go in and open everything back up down there, and he found a large rectovaginal fistula that he said resulted from the fact that the cut went into the rectum and it was never taken care of.
So this was a medically caused a physiological abnormality, and that could create all kinds of problems years down the road. So I imagine you were on many drugs, antibiotics, and other things for many years to address this.
Off and on, absolutely. With my second child, who was born in 1995, we did an elective C-section because of all the scar tissue and the trauma down to the vaginal area. Again, within about maybe 24 to 48 hours of having the C-section delivery, it was red, swollen, infected, high fever, and they said it was a staph infection that had gone systemic. They rushed me back down to the hospital, and I spent 1 month in the hospital on morphine and antibiotics and all kinds of other drugs. They cut the C-section back open and left it open until it healed from the inside out, and that took close to 3 months. After that, I never felt well again. I never felt like I bounced back as the months went on, and that's when I saw different doctors that were kind of checking me for different things. The one doctor I saw, who was a hematologist, suggested an HIV test. Again, this would have been 1995 right into 1996.
Carrie, other than the medical things, the abuse, I would call it, that you had been under, was there any other lifestyle issues that would lead you to believe, hey, it's a reason why I should take an HIV test?
No, and I asked him at the time, why? Is that what you think it is? I was never in a risk category, you know, any of the traditional risk categories.
Right.
I'd been married for a number of years to my husband. I had no reason to think that that would have been a positive test result.
Right.
But so, I let him do it anyway, not really knowing any better.
Well, and then the result came back. How? What did it say?
Came back positive. He was very shocked. Matter of fact, when I asked him, do you think that's what it is, when they were drawing the blood, and he said, no, not at all. White middle-class women don't get AIDS. Came back positive. He was shocked. We were shocked. This is now June of 1996. And my husband and I said, are you sure? Couldn't this be wrong? And his words to us were, no, these tests are never wrong. We even did the backup test.
Hold on. I want to bring Liam Sheff into the discussion here. By the way, I have links to Carrie, to Dr. Rasnick, as well as Liam at robertscottbell.com if you want to learn more about them in the short time we have together here. Liam, you with us? See, we get Liam to join the conversation here. Carrie, yeah, there you are, Liam. Now, you've heard the setup here and Carrie's experience. Then suddenly they say, take a test. They say it's positive, and then where does it go from here? Liam, you've got this overview.
Yeah, it goes back to the 16th century when the people were using a book called The Witch's Hammer to determine who was really a witch and who wasn't. At this point, you're cooked. They totally abandoned regular medical practice. They stopped seeing you as a person. They see you as one of their millions of preordained dead. They, at this point, give you the most toxic drugs that have ever been manufactured for long-term use. These are cancer chemotherapy drugs. These are gene-altering drugs. These are bone marrow-suppressing drugs. They kill the intestine. They kill the liver. They kill the gallbladder. This is no joke. The FDA has been forced to note this again and again and again by placing the black box label on them, which is what Carrie asked when she was in the hospital. She said, can you tell me how this black box label drug that has done permanent organ damage and killed normal healthy people at regular doses, can you tell me how this can help the local bacterial infection I have in an open wound that I have probably because my guts have been eradicated from 11 years of taking these drugs?
Yes.
The response was to say nothing to her, nothing.
I asked no less than 7 different doctors this past week to show me the evidence that these drugs will actually increase my immunity and help me heal, and they absolutely ignored my question. And I will say this about my gastrointestinal tract. I've been, since I stopped the drugs 3.5 years ago, I have been in a long process of trying to rebuild. I don't digest food well. There's no stomach acid. I'm not able to move my bowels. It has killed the peristalsis in the colon.
Right.
And I've sat and struggled with the bowel issues, which has created a very small anal fissure, according to a gastroenterologist.
And they basically refused to treat you unless you were on these death-inducing drugs, as Liam described them so aptly as well. And I want to relate this. We're going to go to a break momentarily. I want to relate this because we're going to have Dr. Rasnick. We've got Liam Sheff. We've got Carrie Stokely here to bring up something that you might think doesn't relate to you. But this is, you know, what we say, middle class and middle white woman that said, so they can't have this. Yet, because of this test that Dr. Rasnick rightly says we should ban, she has been nearly killed medically, pharmaceutically, iatrogenically, and now they won't even do surgical repair on her unless she's on the drugs that almost killed her. Could this happen to you? If you or your loved one goes into the hospital, this is the stuff you need to know. And we're going to talk about how to heal from this after the break as well. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. More after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Extend your life with
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I will have some very pointed commentary on both Democrats and Republicans and Obamacare coming up later this hour, but we've got a lot more to do here with Kerry Stokely, Liam Sheff, and Dr. David Rasnick. And Kerry, I want to reiterate for all the people just tuning in, had been through the medical realm for many years, iatrogenic diseases caused by surgical interventions, through birth, through C-sections, through cuts during pregnancy. I mean, it's just horrific. Been on so many antibiotic drugs and wounds that had to recover, and then came up with an HIV positive response, so to speak, to the tests that we know on this show, at least, do not actually detect the presence or absence of a retrovirus that they've never actually caught in the act of doing anything. But at this point, they began to give her the antiretroviral drugs, all of the things that were so toxic now that are black box warning labeled type drugs, and basically can wipe out a healthy person and damaged and wiped out her gut as such. Now we're dealing with basically an area of the rectum, the colon, if you will, that's thinned out. It's like an ulceration. And she's in the hospital in Orlando. The docs actually did exploratory. What did they find, Kerry, and what did they do next?
Well, it was about 6 weeks ago when I presented with the higher fevers and increased rectal pain that would not go away. I went up to see a colorectal surgeon who took me immediately to surgery that day, and he described and took pictures of this big ulcer that he'd found in there. He said he debrided it, cleaned it out, and he would have to go back in probably two or three more times and lay some skin grafting. Well, 3 or 4 weeks goes by, and I'm really not getting any better. So I go back in to see him. He says to me, you need to be admitted into the hospital on IV antibiotics. We'll have to try and get the wound under control. They'd also biopsied it when he was in there the first time,
yeah.
Looking for cancer and other things, which all came back negative, but he did say there was CMV biopsied. They have been searching for that the last 6 days while I was in the hospital. And they don't seem to be able to find any anywhere else. But the bottom line was, unless I, according to them, and they're basing this on T-cell CD4 counts, unless I can get my immunity boosted, they refuse to do surgery. The problem with that is when I asked repeatedly how these drugs would boost my immunity, they had no answers for me.
Yeah,
they've been using techniques such as you're on your last legs, you're in the end stages of life, you will never see your daughter get married. These are the things that they've been telling me instead of answering my question.
It's a criminal. I'm not kidding you. Playing the Anthony Fauci clip with the smooth criminal is an understatement. Liam, your perspective on this, I mean, it's just horrific. It breaks my heart hearing these stories.
Right. Let me pull myself together. I don't... You know, if you read the medieval text and you read about the witch's hammer, it was a book that was used in the Inquisition to beat women into admitting that they were witches. And they would take their daughters and beat and torture their daughters. And then finally the women say, okay, I'm a witch. And then they would kill them. You know, the human species hasn't evolved or really changed very much. These people take this blunt hammer of a diagnosis. Carrie has been so brave. Today, she did what no human being should be expected to do. She came on a nationally syndicated radio show and gave the deeply personal details of her medical history, of the way that she has been assaulted and butchered by hack doctors, over-medicated, over-drugged, that she willingly went along with as a good patient as long as she could stand it before it almost killed her. She turns to these people, and we have to talk about the bad guys, because the bad guys... This is what they live for. Nobody understands this because everybody avoids the AIDS business. But the guys in the AIDS business, like Seth Kalickman of University of Connecticut and John P. Moore of the Weill Cornell Medical Center, publish blogs and papers decrying people like Carrie for trying to get better without taking their black box label drugs. Carrie took them for 11 years. They wore her down. She's got age progression pictures, and you can see the effects they have on her. These people do not rest until they get another death in their hands, and they will be on the internet today, having listened to this, howling for her death. That
Liam, stand by. We're going to go into the psychology of this, as well as the fact that if someone takes chemotherapy, we might not agree with it, but we're rooting for them. Why do they not root for Carrie? We're going to find out as well on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. More with Liam, Carrie, and Dr. We got lots to do. Stand by. We're coming right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got a culture of life going on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we do every week, rather than the cult of death that FDA-approved medicine by and large is. And right now we've got Kerry Stokely on, Dr. David Rasnick, and Liam Sheff. I have links to all of their sites at robertscottbell.com in the show description for today. And, you know, Kerry, through all of this, you're still willing to go through the medical intervention if it's necessary. It's not like you've rejected modern medicine outright, but yet again, in this, let's say, interaction within that realm, what they've done to you is just horrendous.
It is, Robert. And when you take a young, healthy wife and mother, healthy to an extent before the surgeries, you know, and diagnose me on a fraudulent test, and then insist that I take this type of toxic black box medication for 11 years, you know, there's no way to think that I'm not going to end up with a lot of damage. I should have a lot more damage than what I do. But I know what these drugs have definitely done to me personally has destroyed my gastrointestinal system, which is where 80% of your immunity lies anyway. Yes. It's been a constant struggle for that. But the problem at the moment, really, as much as they would probably like to see me sick and dying, that's not really happening. But the bottom line is there is an infection due to this drug damage that has destroyed my colon, and I do need help to get that fixed.
Yes, and seeing that they are, you know, wanting to force you on toxic medicines that may not, well, certainly will not improve immunity, much less the red herring that is the HIV test and the HIV. We're looking at something like, you know, many of the children I've covered stories on that were, that had cancers of some kind, and their parents investigated, and they investigated and decided to go holistic, and then they want to steal the children to force them to undergo chemotherapy. This is going to happen more and more unless people like Kerry are speaking out here to raise a warning flag. I mean, as Liam said, it's brave enough that you're on here in the midst of all that you're going through, but this should help many millions of people wake up and realize that they cannot trust government and government-sanctioned medicine is the only way. We've got to look at opening this up wide for all healing. And Liam, we talked about before going to the break, we may not be in favor of oncology and chemotherapy, but if someone's going through it, I'm rooting for them. I want them well. What is it on their that side of the equation? Look at a Kerry Stokely and say, you've gone holistic. We hope you die. I mean, that's basically what they're saying.
They say it openly. They say it outrightly on their blog. Seth Kalickman, University of Connecticut, says it all the time. He hopes these people are going to die. He's so sorry, but they haven't accepted the magic pill yet. Well, she accepted it for 11 years, and it nearly killed her. For the AIDS industry, I'm afraid to say that every death is a victory. They have claimed absolute, governance over an area so wide, so varied of immune dysfunction, from drug addicts to the most poor, wretched of the poor people in the world, and they've decided that all of them are sick because magically 20 years ago they had sex and now they're sick. It's absurd beyond satire. They have three competing theories that are mutually contradictory about how any of this can happen, and all of those have failed proof anyway. They don't make room for other people to get better, because the second that they admit that an AIDS patient can get better, they stop printing money and they stop the eugenic program or whatever they're doing in Africa by labeling all the poor people as having some sort of sex disease. And then the New York Times has to stop printing wonderful editorials about how we should circumcise all black people and drug their women to death. And this is a giant, giant political mess. It's a giant political scam. It's absolutely disgraceful. And the doctors who treated Carrie failed. Dr. Samuel DeJesus of the Orlando Colorectal Center and Dr. Paul Williamson of the Orlando Colorectal Center, who looked at her and refused to answer her questions about what the drugs would do and talked over her, failed even the basic Hippocratic oath that they took so many years ago. First, do no harm and try to help.
What about informed consent, for goodness sake?
Yes, the idea of informed consent fought for so hard by people who were murdered by the Nazi regime, the idea that came out of the Nuremberg trials, that people have a right to know the medical experiments that they're undergoing, are constantly and consciously refused to AIDS patients all the time. They're bullied and intimidated.
Well, and not only that, but they will threaten you if you refuse these drugs with a diagnosis of dementia.
And they'll take away your children, and they'll drug your children. You know, the amazing thing is Carrie's got two healthy children, all HIV negative, and a healthy husband, all HIV negative. Go figure. These tests don't mean anything. They mean that she had an illness before that caused the test to come up positive, and the tests come up positive for what? Pregnancy, bacterial infection, drug abuse, because the proteins are all nonspecific, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it.
Including medical drug abuse, for which they inflicted upon Carrie Stokely. Carrie, my love to you and your family. Liam, as well to you and Dr. David Rasnick for standing with Carrie and making a difference here. And for all the people that are believing the medical lies that because you test positive on a nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test and get confirmation from other tests that can't confirm it, that you're going to die, no, you're not. You're going to live because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and many people like Liam, Dr. Rasnick, Carrie Stokely doing the right thing to get this word out. Are you prepared for the day when you refuse drugs and then they commit you and steal your children away? Is that day here? I've got commentary on that. When we come back, you do not want to miss it. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen, I realize that many of these doctors are between a rock and a hard place as well because of the government intrusion, the pharmaceutical industrial complex control of their ability to help patients, because there are many good doctors. I feature them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show whenever I can. But then there are others that I consider their behavior criminal negligence. And yet they would consider what we do criminal negligence simply because we are forwarding, and I am forwarding, a concept and context of the freedom to heal by any means that you feel is appropriate for you, as long as you're harming no one else. And unfortunately, they have harmed Carrie Stokely to the point of endangering her life. And this is not just her. 784,000 Americans die every year at the hands of iatrogenic diseases. That is, diseases caused by modern medicine, death caused by modern medicine. Read Death by Modern Medicine by my dear friend Dr. Carolyn Dean. You'll understand the meta-analysis. These are coming from these stats coming from the peer-reviewed journals themselves. And if the government can force you, think about this with Obamacare, if they can force you to buy medical insurance, by what delusion do you think that the feds cannot force you and your kids to take drugs, get vaccinated, have chemotherapy, on and on and on? Carrie is one in many. But she's willing to speak out about this. And the AIDS establishment, much like the cancer establishment, works actively against holistic options. They root against people trying holistic natural options. And yet I stand here with many of you in my listening audience, you know who you are, all for freedom, simply for freedom. And for those few on the left side of the political equation who still cling to the illusion that Obamacare is somehow an improvement to healthcare in America, you have to, in order to believe that, ignore the fact that it relies on force for its very existence. Force, violent force if necessary. And for those of you who are on the right who think still that it was just fine, medical care, health care was just fine before Obamacare passed, you must also, in order to believe that, ignore the fact that there was a medical monopoly in existence, and that exists by government force as well, not by the free market. We've got elections coming up. We've got tea parties. People are drawn all over. The lines are drawn. Republicans and Democrats, they tend to argue about how much government intervention into the care of our health is desirable. Not if it is, but how much. Other than Congressman and doctor, physician Ron Paul, I don't hear anyone from the right or left, correct me if I'm wrong, calling for unfettered access to a free market in healing. The freedom for Carrie to choose holistic options for you, your family, your children. Or the freedom to choose non-holistic options. Michael Moore, who was on the HBO series with Bill Maher interviewed, he's dead wrong about healthcare in Cuba. They're not better because it's socialized or communistic. It is better in Cuba simply because they cannot afford a big pharma monopoly. They can't afford the medicines. They can't afford the junk, the processed foods, the big agribusiness, the genetic modifications, the pesticides. They can't afford it. They live simple. They live simply. They eat simply. They walk. They ride bikes to get where they're going. A lifestyle that few Americans lead. Very few Americans lead. That is why you can argue that health of Cubans is better than the health of Americans, not because of the medical advancements in modern medicine. And coming back to our Constitution, right? We each of us have a Constitution. You do, I do. And then we have one that's for all of us, the Constitution of and for the United States. There is no constitutionally enumerated power authorizing Congress to grant exclusivity for the care of your health to a petrochemical industry hell-bent on managing disease and eliminating all competition to it. Obamacare made it much worse by forcing you to participate in it. At least before you could say no, you could refuse. But now, unless you're Amish or whatever other religious designation they have put into the bill, ending monopoly. Ending monopoly should be the number one priority of both parties, Democrats and Republicans and the Tea Party. But since the Republicans and Democrats argue for varying degrees of monopoly on power, it's not likely to happen by appealing to their largely absent higher sense of right and wrong. Which is why I want you all to know about nullification. Have you read the book by Thomas Woods? Tom Woods, Nullification. You come to Orlando, Florida, the same place we've been talking about where that hospital exists, Orlando, Florida, 10-10-10. October 10th, 2010, Orlando, Florida, Nullification Now. NullifyNow.com, the Nullification Now tour. I will be there. I will be speaking. Tom Woods will be there. Former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, will be there. We're going to teach you how to nullify laws that do not apply to you, that are unconstitutional on a state level and on a personal level. Obamacare is force, but so is the unfree market medical monopoly, 100 years in the making, according to Barack Obama's own email from a few weeks ago that we covered on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, it remains to be seen if the Tea Party can spark a revolution back to constitutional government sans intervention on foreign and domestic scales beyond the Founding Fathers' wildest nightmares. Will they stand for freedom and healing? Will you stand for freedom and healing? Those of you in the Tea Party, are you calling for unfettered access to a free market in medicine? That means homeopathic. That means herbal, holistic, energetic, everything. You may not agree with it. But do you stand for freedom or do you stand for tyranny? These are the questions that need to be asked. I'm asking them right here as I do every week on the United States of Health Talk Radio. If you have not signed up for my email alerts at robertscottbell.com, please do so. We'll try to get you some more information as well on the ongoing saga of Carrie Stokely and her recovery. She's not giving up. We're not giving up. I'm not giving up. You're not giving up. Freedom is too precious to lose. Do you have kids? I do. Do you have grandkids? Like to one day. Are they going to live in a land of freedom or medical tyranny? Don't be under the illusion that because the Republicans may sweep into power this cycle that suddenly health freedom will reign again. Because most of them do not understand what I talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, what you understand, what you've come to understand. Grow love and respect over many years of bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Not in government, not in big pharma, not in your doctor's hands, but in yours. And if you choose to seek a doctor, they should be free to care for you holistically. Or any way you two agree. That is freedom. That is liberty. That is the basis for these United States of America. And that is why I am here every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, once again reminding you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.